Almanac. Each time you visit, we will be telling stories about famous Quakers and infamous ones, too. We'll also tell you about some lesser-known Quakers whose amazing stories we discovered. Some of these Quakers lived long ago, while others are among us right now in our own neighborhood. We'll tell you about Quakers of all sorts who are living in every time zone and working for Quaker concerns in a variety of ways. We'll also include in the Almanac stories about Quaker organizations and the work they do to alleviate suffering, to promote Quaker ideals, and to address injustice in the world. We began our research with a question: how do Quakers live their faith in the past and right now? As we began to write up our research, we wondered, what can we gain from their stories? We hope, as our project moves to its next stage, that you can find in the words and deeds of these friends some wisdom, comfort, and inspiration for your own spiritual journey. Our project has been supported by a Ford Knight grant for student-faculty collaborative research at Earlham College. This is Mary, remembering today Lucretia Mott. Lucretia Coffin was born in 1793 into the Quaker community on the island of Nantucket. Her parents sent her first to Boston and then to Nine Partners School in New York for an education. She met and married James Mott, and they settled in Philadelphia in 1811 to raise their family. The death of a son in 1817 challenged and deepened her faith, and her gifts of ministry were recorded by her meeting in 1821. Lucretia and James Mott opposed slavery and were active in all aspects of the anti-slavery movement. She helped to organize gatherings of anti-slavery women, and she and James led the effort to raise money to build a site for the 1838 meeting. A mob destroyed Pennsylvania Hall during the meeting and went on to attack an AME church and a black orphanage. The Motts persisted in their efforts, joining the Free Produce Movement, which refused to buy or sell any products produced by slaves. Lucretia Mott went to London in 1840 to attend the World Anti-Slavery Conference. When she and other delegates were denied full participation because they were women, they set out to plan a national convention for women's rights, which happened in Seneca Falls, New York, in 1848. In preaching her sermon, Likeness to Christ, Lucretia Mott commented that pious people were always asking, what if Jesus should appear among us? Her response was a challenge. He is here, she wrote. He has appeared from generation to generation, and his spirit is now manifest in the humble and the meek, the bold reformers, and even among some of obscure parentage. Lucretia Coffin Mott, considered radical in her own day, is now much loved as an activist, a Quaker, and a thinker about matters of the spirit. Thank you for visiting the Quaker Almanac. We hope you'll come back soon. Thanks also to Dan Graves of the Music Department at Earlham College for allowing us to use his arrangement of How Can I Keep From Singing? The West Coast Tour Choir of 1998 sings this particular version. Our project was supported by a Ford Knight grant for student-faculty collaborative research at Earlham College. If you would like to join this project and tell another Quaker story, contact Trish Eckert at the Newland Center for Quaker Thought and Practice, or Mary Garman in the Religion Department.